Good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is the 16th February 2023, Thursday class. So we'll be continuing our sharing from this book. The title is Straight from the Heart, Union Dhamma Code by Paratio. Okay, we are at quote 32. So as usual, we will have our puja chanting. Let us compose our mind, develop the sadha, virya, and mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Namo Bhen Si Si Jia Mo Ni Fo. Namo Bhen Si Si Jia Mo Ni Fo. Namo Bhen Si Si Jia Mo Ni Fo. Namo Quan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Quan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Quan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Ami Tho Pho. Namo Ami Tho Pho. Namo Ami Tho Pho. Namo Mi Lo Pho. Namo Mi Lo Pho. Namo Mi Lo Pho. Namo Pu Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Pu Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Pu Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Di Zang Wang Pu Sa. Namo Di Zang Wang Pu Sa. Namo Di Zang Wang Pu Sa. Namo Pho Pu Sa. Namo Pho Pu Sa. Namo Pho Pu Sa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Suakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sanghang Namami. Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panati pata viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Adina dana viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Kamesu micacara viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Surameraya majjhapamadatana viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let's pay respect to Triple Gem. Buddhang Pujjami. Dhammang Pujjami. Sanghang Pujjami. Just remember, Awareness-based meditation is develop the inner awareness within. So the four support, relax, maintain awareness, stabilize the awareness. So third support to stabilize the awareness is to maintain the awareness for as long as you can. Technically, later on will be throughout your waking moment, followed by your resting or sleeping moment. It's 24-hour awareness. And finally, of course, after you have stabilized the first three support, then you are ready to do the fourth support, which is trust. Trust your nature to develop the meditation, the awareness-based meditation. Means no interference from the thinking process, the thought process. It's just the awareness nature detecting the gateway, detecting everything that arises. Then that movement is a very natural movement by that nature, that true nature within. It's not directed by any thought process. You can now slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven a release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chakravalisu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhamman Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakamokkadam Dhamma Sabanan Kalo Ayang Badanta. Dhamma Sabanan Kalo Ayang Badanta. Dhamma Sabanan Kalo Ayang Badanta. Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Iti peso Bhagava Arahang Sama Sambuddho Vijacarana Sampanno Sugato Lokavidu Anuttaro Purisa Dhammasarati Satta Deva Manusanam Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sandittiko Akaliko Ehipaseko Upanayiko Pajyatang Veditapo Vinohiti Supatipanno Bhagavato Saukasango Ujupatipanno Bhagavato Saukasango Nyayapatipanno Bhagavato Saukasango Samichipatipanno Bhagavato Saukasango Yadidang Chatari Purisayokani Atta Purisa Pugala Esa Bhagavato Saukasango 아후니요, 바후니요, 다케니요, 안자리 가라니요, 아노드랑 분양게탄 로가사디 사듀 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 오야에 Code number 32. In fact, when we started last session, last Thursday was code 31. Code 31 is mainly on space between thought. So as a revision, I go through so that you understand because they are all connected. I've already explained what is space between thought. So when you can have space, means you are not lost in thought, you are not heedlessly thinking, then you are with that true mind, true nature. So space between thought, within our true mind, is wisdom energy, pure wisdom energy. Because this is the true mind. You can only have more space between thought or more moments of silence, stillness and space between thought when you have realized the wisdom. So cultivator or the way who have gone through the cultivation process, they can explain this to you. Because without wisdom, you cannot have space within thought. You cannot realize your true mind. You cannot be completely without thought. That free mind, which is completely without thought, impossible for normal people. Unless you have trained yourself to develop this stability of mindfulness within. So all these are important understanding for cultivators of the way. So after we have gone through the code 31. Now we move on to code 32, which is connected. After 31, the next code that is connected to it, or related to it, is code 32. Code 31 is very important, for those who have not heard it. If you want to follow this session, you have to go back and listen to it. It is the sharing we had on last Thursday. So listen to it. The whole code took us one session. The whole Thursday class, we just did one code. Because it's very profound, meaning very deep. And now code 32. Once you understand code 31, code 32 become very easy to comprehend. So I will read to you code 32. Code 32, the gist of it is you need a stable mindfulness for you to develop the direct seeing or the contemplation or the attentive listening. Means the first turning and second turning wisdom and the third turning wisdom depend on the stability of mindfulness. So the quote start with this sentence. He said, with a stable awareness nature within. But this stable awareness must be born of Yoniso Manasikara. Yoniso Manasikara consists of two Pali words. Yoniso is wisdom. Manasikara is attention. Attention at the moment of sense experience. So, unless you have developed the wisdom via the first turning or second turning, which will give rise to the initial wisdom, which are not so penetrative and stable but good enough for you to make use of it to live life, to develop the ability to be aware in the midst of life, So this initial wisdom, Yoniso Manasikara, born of the first turning, which is listening to the true Dhamma, or the Sutta as proclaimed by the Buddha, the essential Dhamma. And the second turning of the Four Noble Truths, which is reflection, contemplation, and inquiry into the Sutta that the Buddha has proclaimed, or the true Dhamma that has been proclaimed. So when you do these two, you will develop some form of understanding. Then after you have the understanding, you continue to contemplate, reflect, and stabilize your understanding. Then the second turning wisdom, which is Cittamaya Panya, stabilize. So that when that one stabilize, you can make use of it. Application of Dhamma. So while you live life, whenever you experience some sense experience while living life, especially seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness, or thought consciousness, of course later on it will extend to the others, smell, taste, tactile, so the sixth sense. Every moment of sense experience at the moment of contact between mind and the sense basis, what happens is immediately what arises just the respective consciousness. That's why in the hearing, there is only the hearing consciousness, the Buddha said. In the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness. Similarly for the other sense though. There is no one to see, no one to hear, no one to smell, no one to taste, no one to tactile feel or think. Basically, it's just a natural process like the physics experiment. Upon contact, the light bulb lights up. The lighting up is like you become conscious. That consciousness just arises, nature's law. Then when it becomes conscious, it has not input the content of consciousness. The views, opinion, conditioning, belief system from memory has not come in to create that delusion or wrong view. That's why it is still pure awareness, pure consciousness without its content. But we are so conditioned. Our brain, our memory, since birth until now, as we grew up, we go through a lot of conditioning in life. Our mental conditioning is the worst. When we grew up, we are taught a lot of things. So the teaching that people teach us, they are very typical of what modern society or even the ancient society is. Yeah, they know the baby cannot speak. So they have to talk to you. So they have to teach you how to understand things. So that is the beginning of conditioning, learning, memory. That's why for those who understand, especially Jay Krishnamurti, I heard one of his tape recording about 30 over years ago, 1989, I remember, 88, 89. He used this word very beautifully. He said, the beginning of registration is the beginning of thought. So the beginning of thought comes from memory. Yeah, it's the beginning of registration. As we register, means as we create memories of things, as we accumulate more and more things into our brain, our memory, then learning starts. So the beginning of thought is the beginning of registration, beginning of accumulation within our memory. That's why thought is respond to memory. Without memory, there is no thought. The newborn baby has no thought. And because of that, we have to teach them. And the way we teach them is through conventional method. But of course, nowadays society has transformed. There are modern gadgets or other things to teach. Then sometimes people become more influenced. They hire maid. And they also later on hire what they call, apart from the maid, they got more professional one, caretaker and all those things. Then they look after the baby. Then through this process, the baby learn. Then later on, they go to kindergarten, they also learn. So this learning process, which is part and parcel of the conditioning, then what happened to modern society is they give you pad. The computer pad, is it, for the kids to play. Tablet. So they play. Then sometimes when they grow up a bit more, they give their handphone. Yeah. So all these are modern way of conditioning. Last time, the older ways, olden days, they sing song to you. They read storybook to you. So that you can sleep, so that you learn A, apple, B, balls, A, cat, and all those things. That's why the learning process leads to accumulation. So accumulation leads to memories. So thought is response from the memory. Then the baby starts to speak. Then it starts to learn how to interact. Then when you go to school, even kindergarten, the learning is faster. Then the media, the newspaper, the magazine, or whatever, social media, everything, or your neighborhood, your friends, colleagues, all those that have interaction with you, relationship with you, they also influence you, condition you, and develop a lot of cross-learning. Then we develop the behavior, the character, the habitual tendency. So all this involves thought, mainly thought. So when you have a lot of this going on until you go to school, then primary school, secondary school, then university. So this is how the brain, the memory, create the thought process. Then our views, opinion, and conditioning, just now I was trying to explain to you how it happened. When you do this very often, it becomes a habit. So you react very fast, you stir and create emotion very fast, positive, negative, without you realizing it. So the stirring of the mind or the reaction to sense experience happen very fast. And this arises because we input the wrong content of consciousness. And this content of consciousness in the Abhidhamma, the teaching, is stated very clearly, the Buddha said. It is either wholesome or unwholesome, because the duality is there. They call it kusala citta or akusala citta. Kusala is wholesome, akusala is unwholesome. But within both the kusala and the akusala, if you are still not enlightened, if you still have sakkaya ditti, self-delusion will be there. That's why you cannot arise a pure thought. They call it the type of citta of an enlightened being, supramundane consciousness. So the supramundane consciousness can only be created or arisen to the being, the five aggregate form and mind that has been connected to the wisdom that they have awakened to. So because of that, at the moment of sense experience, before you become enlightened, you will always input the wrong content of consciousness. And because of that, the mind stir, the mind create that emotion, the movement. It can be either positive or negative. And if you have a lot of habitual tendency, you will be creating like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sex experience almost continuously, unending. So what are sensual desire? These two are sensual desire, basically sensual desire and ill will. And what are they? They are our mental hindrance. They will hinder our mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. And because of that, our mind cannot be peaceful. It cannot have space within thought. It cannot be within the moment in silent inner awareness because it lacks the spiritual faculty. It has a lot of mental hindrance. It lacks wisdom. So what we need is the first and second turning wisdom born of constantly listening to the true Dhamma and constant contemplation and reflection and inquiry on the true Dhamma that we have heard, or the sutta that the Buddha has proclaimed, or the essential Dhamma. So when we do this until it stabilizes, until we can assimilate all the important Dhamma understanding, then this one will prevent us from becoming heedless and continuously stirring our mind. That's why you need wisdom to weaken the first link of avijja. Avijja paccaya sankhara. If avijja is weakened, there is less sankhara activity, less thinking. Then more moment of peace, more moment of silence, stillness, space between thought. That is what awareness-based meditation is all about. When you develop the initial wisdom, it can prompt you at the moment of sense experience. Then you won't input the wrong content of consciousness. The Buddha called it ayoniso manasikara, means unwise attention. Things that are unwise for attention, you should not pay attention. You only pay attention to things that are fit for attention. And what are the things that are fit for attention? The Four Noble Truths is three turnings: the essential Dhamma, the understanding of life, rather Dhamma way. So all these are things that are fit for our attention. Otherwise, it will create delusion, it will create suffering, it will create a lot of entanglement. So things that are unfit for attention are all the things that are with the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion that can condition our strong desire like lust, emotion like anger, hatred, jealousy, envy. And sometimes it can trigger off fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, insecurity, and also phobia and all those things. So these are the negativity of mind state that has the evil roots. That's why wrong thought. What are wrong thoughts? Thought that condition our emotional negativity, especially our fear or worry or anxiety or sorrow or lamentation, our insecurity, our sorrow and lamentation, and also our whatever negative tendency, even doubt, strong craving, desire, or dislike to push away things and all those things. So these are all negativity of mind state born of wrong thought. So when we are mindful, we are aware of our thought process, our emotion, then we can be aware to break the habitual thinking and to develop more and more understanding to change the way we see things, we react to things, and how in the past we stir our mind to become deluded, to become afflicted, to arise the negativity of mind state, thus creating the wrong thought. So all this is what mindfulness training is all about. So when we understand this, we will cultivate the first and second turning wisdom, leading to step four of the Abhijja Sutta. And to do that, you have to start by constantly listening to the Dhamma, then constantly contemplating, reflecting, inquiry to stabilize the initial wisdom. And this one, for those who have progressed, you can ask them. They have done this a lot. They constantly chase after the recording, listen to the true Dhamma, then reflect, contemplate, and stabilize the understanding. Then after that, they develop the daily mindfulness. They stabilize the inner awareness so that they can have more and more space within thought. So this explanation is very important. Eh? So now we go back to the quote, then you will understand. Yeah, the whole thing is linked, and all this could come from this understanding. So quote 32, now I go through again, you will understand. That's why I say, with a stable awareness, born of Yoniso Manasikara, without this Yoniso Manasikara, which is the initial wisdom at the moment of sense experience, your awareness cannot stabilize. You will stir your mind, you will input the wrong content of consciousness. I explained just now. Then the like and dislike, the duality, all will arise. But when you have the Yoniso Manasikara, it will prompt you. Things are just the way they are. You can be at peace. The world is the world. People are just the way they are. Then Sabbe Sankara Anicchang, Sabbe Sankara Dukkang, Sabbe Dhamma Anatta. Then condition like that, things will be like that. Whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions beyond. So all these are wisdom way, including those that my teacher Achayantra has taught me, which I have shared with you all. Only mighty nature rolling by, he know you, he know me. So we choose accept everything as natural. These are very powerful wisdom words. So when we can have this wisdom, we can come to terms with the reality. We can accept whatever that arises, like the Buddha said. Whatever that arises, there are causes and conditions behind. And these causes and conditions, the Buddha has taught us, mainly is the three right view. And most of it is connected to the first right view of Karma Niyama, law of karma. So now I read again, you will understand. With a stable awareness or mindfulness, born of Yoniso Manasikara, you can have more space between thought, leading to clarity of mind. Because when you don't stir, don't react, don't input the wrong content, then your mind has clarity. Most of the time it's quiet, still, silent, with the tranquility inside. And this is the meditative state, born of wisdom, born of understanding. Initially, this state may not arise that fast because your awareness nature has not stabilized. In the formal meditation, it has not stabilized. In the daily mindfulness, it also has not stabilized. That's why you hardly feel the space between thought. But for those who have done it, develop the stability of it, then they realize they hardly think. Most of the time, they are just away. They only think when they need to think, when they need to arise, to live life, to express things, to communicate, to share, and do all those things. Apart from that, they are most of the time aware, peaceful, beautiful, with the creative mind. Sometimes they can reflect, contemplate, and develop the better understanding of things. So this is what the trained mind, which is heedful, is compared to the untrained mind, who is heedless, that thinks a lot. So this is the beginning of understanding the cultivation process and the training process. Avijja Sutta, step one, we as Kayamita we have, Dharma friends, all of us have. Then step two is we have the opportunity to listen to the true Dharma. So constantly listening to the true Dharma, step two is very important, and all Kayamita has. Yes, the recording, the video, the transcript book, everything is there. Then when you listen to the true Dhamma, you reflect on it, you contemplate on it, you develop stronger faith, better understanding. Then you can also put it to test. Then when it stands up to investigation, you have joy, you have stronger faith, then your mind become different. Then step three will arise. Faith or confidence in the Buddha and his teaching means faith in the Triple Gem. They will arise. Once step three arise, it will drive you, that faith will drive you to cultivate sati, leading to the stability of it. And through step 1, 2, 3, it will develop into step 4, which is Yoniso Manasikara. First turning, second turning, that I explained earlier on. Then in between, for those who are very stable already, you can also have third turning wisdom, the direct seeing, insight into phenomena, ability to comprehend the more higher Dhamma, the more refined Dhamma. So all this can happen at step 4. Then as it happened at step 4, as that Yoniso Manasikara stabilize and become very stable, then your awareness nature inside also become more and more stable, more and more stable. Then your sati become very stable. That's why step 5 arise. The only thing you need to add is step 5, you need clear comprehension. So you have to reflect on the 4 types of clear comprehension that I have explained to you all. The first type of clear comprehension is not only when you are in sati, you must also have clear comprehension while in sati. Clear comprehension of the 4 important things. This will prevent you from going wrong, debating. So what are the 4? The first one is clear comprehension of sincerity of purpose. Means your purpose is very sincere. Not for psychic, not for personal fame, not for any other thing. But basically, is to develop this understanding of the Dhamma so that it can liberate your mind, free the former mind from suffering, so that it can give rise to wisdom for you to be a blessing to all, for you to have the good life, so that you understand life and you can live life. And that is a very powerful clear comprehension. Then you won't go wrong. Then the next clear comprehension is the domain of practice or cultivation. Cultivation can be done, like the Buddha explained, in any of the 4 postures. Standing, walking, sitting, or lying down. Means throughout the day, we are in this 4 postures. And maybe also the connecting moment in between. And these are the domain of meditation. Means we don't have to wait till we retire to go full time, to become serious. No, in the midst of life, while you are still working or going about doing your daily chores, you can develop the meditative training. The only criteria is to have mindfulness, to be aware. That's why sati sampajana is to enable you to have sati or mindfulness while in the midst of life. So step 5 sati sampajana is mindfulness and clear comprehension while in the midst of life. And this is the daily mindfulness. This is very powerful and very important. So you can do that, means you have understood the first two, clear comprehension. Clear comprehension of sincerity of purpose and clear comprehension of domain of meditation. Then the third one is to keep you focused. Clear comprehension of suitability. Suitability means what? The most important time, the most important place, and the most important people. They are the one that is within the moment around you. So the most important time is the here and the now. That's why cultivate while you have the ability, the means. Be in the state of sati awareness, leading to heedfulness. If you can maintain sati sampajana in the midst of life, you are heedful throughout the day. That's why you are destined for enlightenment. So the here and the now is most important. So don't go and waste your time by worrying about the past or think about the future to project your fear, worry, anxiety. No need. The here and the now is the most important thing. Like I always say, of all the three periods of time, which covers the whole spectrum of existence, past, present, and the future, which is the reality? Past is already gone, no more reality. Future yet to come, also not reality. The present moment is the only reality in life. Moment to moment, life passes by. And this is the only reality. What are you doing? Are you mindful of the moment? Or are you heedlessly lost in thought? Too busy planning, thinking, and worrying about life. So much so you never get to live life because you are never with the moment, hardly with the moment. So when you see all this, you realize clear comprehension of suitability, the present moment is very important. So if you know the present moment is the only reality and the highest in life, then we need to inquire and reflect. What are we doing moment to moment? And if you look at life, most living beings, human beings, if they are non-cultivated, what are they doing? Every moment they are heedlessly thinking, dreaming, worrying, planning their life, and they hardly live life because they cannot be with the moment. They are hardly mindful, aware. There is hardly any inner awareness. Without inner awareness, you cannot understand things. You cannot be in the state of awareness, mindfulness, to see things as they are, to awaken, to develop understanding and wisdom. You can't. And because of that, delusion set in. You become heedless. That's why this mindfulness and clear comprehension are very important. Suitability, present moment. Then we will know how to live life. Moment to moment, we are aware. we are able to observe. We are able to be in a state of relaxed inner awareness, at peace, with tranquility, with stillness, with clarity. Then we only act when there is condition to act. And every moment of sense experience, because of the initial wisdom, the Dhamma understanding, we will not stir our mind. We will not like panic or worry or become excited. No. There is inner awareness. There is the wisdom, the unisomeness. This will protect us. Then we will know how to act according to the wisdom way or the Dhamma way, following the Dhamma understanding. You don't act according to memory anymore. That's where the difference is. So, clear comprehension of suitability got three types. I only explain the present moment, here and now. The most important time is now, here and now. Then the most important person are the people that are around us. Like if there's a physical class, those who attend, they are very important, the non-humans. They are very important. And now on Zoom, those that are listening to my sharing, they are the most important. But these are the people that can receive the vibration, the energy, the understanding. Then later on, the recording of the Chin Hao Sui, they all did up the thing. Then of course, those who have the affinity and condition to listen to it, they are also benefiting. There's a clear comprehension of stability is most important time is the here and now. The most important people are the people who are close to you and have affinity to you and can receive your teaching, sharing, and blessings. And the last one is the most important place. Yeah. So time, people, and place. Place is here and now. Like we are in Malaysia, understand? There are a lot of things we can do. We can come to each other's house or have a meeting or gathering or what. So this is the locality. But when you are here, like I always say, when you go for a tour, you are overseas, but you worry about the things that are happening in Malaysia at home. Yeah. What I mean is not the news. It's your personal life, your loved one, everything. You can worry. But you are there physically, understand? So while you are traveling, when you are overseas, wherever you are, be present, understand? That's what I teach you on spiritual trip. Be there with the awareness and really experience that thing, the pristine beauty and wonders of life, moment to moment, in a new locality, in a new environment. Feel the energy, feel the consciousness, feel the whatever environment, everything that is around. Then observe, develop wisdom and understanding of it. Yeah. Then when you are in relationship, interacting with society, with people, with the environment, with nature, develop the wisdom and awareness within to help you do all this. So this is what Dhamma cultivation is all about, the deeper aspect of it. And very few people understand this. Then the fourth part is the clear comprehension of non-delusion. That one is to prevent one from deviating. This one involves the 10 defilements of insight. These are the 10 meditative mindset that can create defilement in the cultivator if they don't have the wisdom. Yeah, these are defilement of insight, make them complacent, make them deviate and go into other activity or field of training and cultivation because it lures them. The ego is being lured. Then they end up debating. So this four type of clear comprehension is very important. Okay, we go back to the code. Then now I read on, you will understand. So code 32, we are more or less finished. We have a stable inner awareness born of Yoniso Manasikara, means the Dhamma wisdom, the initial wisdom. You can have more space within thought, means clarity of mind, leading to clarity of mind, silent, the inner peace, silent mind, the meditative mind, the stillness of mind, then the tranquility of mind. And this is our meditative mind. That's why without a stable daily mindfulness, this free mind cannot be in this state of awareness, with clarity, stillness within, tranquility within. And this type of mind is the meditative mind that can insight into phenomena, awaken to the universal characteristics of nature, within nature itself. And you can see clearly every phenomena within nature, they exhibit these characteristics. That's why you need this mindfulness, awareness within, stability of inner awareness. Then after that, stabilize it, come out of it, bring it out into the daily life so that your daily mindfulness, sati sampajana, step five, also stabilize. And once you have done that, you are ready to cultivate the real four foundation of mindfulness or satipatthana cultivation. That relates to code 33. So this code 33, unique Dhamma code 33, is awareness of negative thought. This is the mindfulness training. The six internal sense bases, six external sense bases. Upon contact the 18 sense realm, then mindfulness of citta, the content of consciousness. Even Vedana, everything is there. Where the Vedana, when you are aware, if the feeling has stirred and become pleasant or unpleasant or neutral feeling, you must be aware. And when you are aware, you will know how it stirs. What are the content of consciousness behind that cause the stirring, the movement? So when it comes to Vedana Nupassana, it's not so deep as the third foundation of Citta Nupassana. Where Citta Nupassana is the content of consciousness. When the content of consciousness has greed, you must be aware. When it's without greed, you must be aware. So this content of consciousness will allow you to see all the sankhara, the 52 mind state, especially before one become enlightened, the negative thought, the wrong thought, the negative emotion, the positive and negative emotion born of duality. So I read to you the code. Hopefully you all can develop the understanding. The moment you are aware of your negative thoughts and your heedless thinking, the thinking momentum of this negative thought that condition your habitual thinking breaks. Like I show you all before in the bell analogy. This bell analogy. You see, when you are continuously thinking, what happens is like a momentum. It keep on like that, running, running, running. And this momentum, I don't need much strength on. Well, I only need a little bit of strength, then you continue to move. But to move it, the initial one, can be quite difficult. But once it's in motion, the circular motion, is called the momentum. So this momentum of thinking, you need to break it. The moment you break it, that thing stop. Then to stir it, take more energy. That's why this awareness or mindfulness that we have developed can break that momentum, can break that heedless thinking, can break the restless mind. That's why you can silence your mind and be with it. And all this will cease because it does not feed it with any more negative mental energy to cause more thinking, more stirring, more reaction. No, it is a purifying force, wisdom energy. It is just aware. That's why sati, awareness, is a purifying force. It can root out defilement. It, under the Appamadavaga, it's like a raging fire, can burn off all defilement. It really, because it's wisdom energy, it can really root out, destroy, burn. So because of that, mindfulness is very important. Sati is very important. So we go back to the quote now. The moment you are aware of your negative thought and your heedless thinking, the thinking momentum of those negative thoughts that condition your habitual thinking breaks. That's the reason why to overcome the heedless thinking, you only need to have a very stable mindfulness or awareness or sati. To just maintain awareness, don't do anything. Don't try to know. Don't try to do. To just be with it. Feel and relax. Feel, relax. Or maintain awareness. By doing that, it will decondition the heedless thinking while living life. That's why every moment of awareness has this potential or power to break that habitual thinking, the momentum of habitual thinking. So this thinking momentum of this negative thought that condition your habitual thinking breaks. Once it breaks, it gives you space. And when this one becomes more and more stable, you have more and more space within thought, then you realize that thinking is a delusion. Think also like that, don't think also like that. Then why you go and think? Your thinking cannot give rise to wisdom. Thinking cannot solve your problem. Thinking can give you knowledge, make you very intellectual, to argue, to reason, to maybe write beautiful essay and all those things. But it does not make you wise. So thinking has its purpose and usage in life. The thought depends on the user. Yeah. But when it is negative thought, why must you think? Why must you arise them? That's why the ability to detect wrong thought, negative thought, heedless thinking, born of the evil roots, is very important. That one need mindfulness, need awareness, need yoniso manasikara. What are the things that is fit for attention and what are the things that is not fit for attention? If it's not fit for attention, don't pay attention. Otherwise, it will lead to more and more negativity of mind state. The unarisen defilement or kalesa, they will become more and more. Then the arisen one, existing one, will become more and more powerful, proliferate. Whereas if you pay attention to things that are fit for attention, like the Dhamma, the Noble Truth, they will prompt you. Then the arisen, defilement or wrong thought, they will cease. They will cease. The existing one also will be rooted out. Then you will straighten your view and become different. You live life differently. Your character, your personality all change for the better. So this is how you cultivate. Then when you develop more and more this understanding, you can see your subtle mental intention behind everything you do. Every moment of sense experience, there is this subtle defilement or intent behind. And all this, the minor conceit, the subtle craving, desire, dislike, envy, jealousy, all this, you start to have the ability to be sensitive towards them, then you realize this is how living beings get into entanglement, suffering, misery. So because of that, awareness, sati, is very important. Ability to be aware of our wrong thought, negative thought, the negative emotion. All this is part and parcel of cultivation. So when it comes to the four right effort, mindfulness is no longer a right effort. Mindfulness is an awareness. So when you initially don't have the mindfulness, you apply the four right effort. Because the thought will tell you, oh, you still have anger. Yeah. So you have to arise the right effort to abandon the wrong thought that has arisen. Yeah. Then prevent it from arising. Now that one, you need wisdom. You need the initial wisdom. You need the yoniso manasikara. So for the second right effort to arise, you need mindfulness, awareness, stability of it to see and to have that initial wisdom develop, stabilize until it cannot arise anymore. So the moment you are aware, it ceases. The moment you are aware, it ceases. Just like Alicia went through. Alicia one is from her conditioning because she was 16 years in depression. Then she can recollect what are the wrong thoughts that make her miserable. Then the moment the wrong thought arises, very vivid one, no? Like, and now you have tricked me enough. Then it ceases, straight away subside. That's how it will happen. When you have reflected, contemplated, when you have understood it, when you have seen its movement, with the straightening of view, it will have the ability to root it out, to cease. That's why after that, you will come to know how the non-arising of the mental hindrance ever again in the future. You will come to know very clearly inside your heart with the mindfulness and the wisdom. It cannot arise again already. You are no longer deluded, no longer heedless like before. And you see through the danger of all this wrong thought, unwholesome thought, negativity of thought or mind states. So code 33 is very powerful, very important. It is the natural continuation of code 31, 32, then 33. Then 34 is to enhance it. Code 34. When there is more space between thought, means you have stabilized your sati, your initial wisdom also has become very stable. The conditioned mind can break free. Initially, I use the word more easily. If you hardly think, most of the time you have space within thought. That's why it can break free. Thus, when you are constantly aware, means ever mindful, with wisdom, then you become heedful. Then the heedless thinking cannot arise. And the phenomenal world of consciousness too will have no power over you. That's how you're free. So code 34 comes from someone who have awakened, who have gone through the process, then he can explain to you the process of cultivation. That's why I say all these codes are very unique. It's because it comes from cultivator of the way that has gone through the process and have understood it so clearly that they can put it into words for you to develop the understanding. And now more and more Kayamita can have the ability to comprehend all this unique code. Earlier on, I can't go into detail. We have no point where people have not even developed the stability of mindfulness to develop the ability to understand and see all these things. But now it's different. The Kayamita force has transformed. And many Kayamita has this ability already. So I read again, code 34. When there is more space within thought, the conditioned mind can break free more easily. Means, no more delusion like before. So this conditioned mind, you can overcome it. It has no power over you, that's why you can break free more easily. But without this space within thought, the stability of mindfulness and the stability of unisoul manasikara, there is no way. That's why I say after that. Thus, when you are constantly aware with wisdom, means ever mindful, constantly aware, means not only aware, mindful, but constantly aware, means ever mindful. With wisdom, means heedful, ever mindful, constantly meditative. Then it will give rise to the wisdom. So with heedfulness, you will develop this ability to be constantly aware or ever mindful with wisdom. With this, the heedless thinking cannot arise anymore. Where you are ever mindful, how can there be any heedless thinking? Then, because of the wisdom, the phenomenal world of consciousness and form too will have no power over you. That's how you break free. Okay? Yeah. Then we go to the next one. We will stop here. Your true nature. I will mark this page here. Code number 35. Anyway, go back, read through, then prepare yourself so that the next time you come, you can follow better. Anyway, I will read through code 35, so that you all can go back and develop the understanding. The title is Your True Nature. This one you have to understand. Without thought, there is only an awareness nature within. Understand this clearly. And this awareness nature within is basically your essence of mind, your true nature, which is not a being. And because it's not a being, it cannot come out to live life. Hence, it is not you or self. Hence, the anatta nature. Because it's the unconditioned. And there is no words or concept to describe it. So this essence of mind, your true nature, is ever shining. All the time there. Whether you are heedless or heedful, is all the time there. The only difference is whether you can be aware of that nature or not. When you are not able to be aware of the nature, means you have lost yourself within the conditioned thinking, the mundane mind. So when you think the thought is you are deluded because you have moved away from that nature. So you remember what Hui Ning said or not? His teaching is never to be apart from that true nature. If you are not mindful, aware, you cannot realize the first hallmark of no thought, then you will move away from that nature. And to learn Dhamma, to teach Dhamma apart from that nature is delusion. You cannot teach. That is not the true Dhamma. Yeah. So that's why Hui Ning say, whatever he teach is never apart from that nature. So that part is very beautiful. Okay, we stop there. Okay, now you continue your second session. Okay, second session is meditation reporting, followed by whatever question that you may have. You can ask me any question that is related to the meditation or the Dhamma, the teaching, and also how to apply this teaching so that it can help you understand life and help you overcome whatever life situation or problem that you may be encountering. And the last part is, of course, you can also share based on what you have experienced through your cultivation, means Dhamma in daily life, so that other people can also benefit from it. Okay, now we open up. You can either report your meditation or even share and comment on today's sharing. Today's sharing is very good, very detailed on cultivation of mindfulness and the Abhijja Sutta, the step 1 to step 5.
Good evening, Brother Teo, Mrs.
Yeah.
Teo, and all calamitous. Good
Yeah.
evening.
Ada.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Life is very different in Penang, actually. Cultivation wise,
Okay.
like I have said many times, not so convenient.
Yeah.
In okay, like I won't. I it's not fair for me actually to blame circumstances.
Yeah.
Because as far as
Okay.
cultivation is concerned, it doesn't really matter where you are.
Yeah,
If you
correct.
just
But I think
put in the practice.
the word you use should be not so conducive for you. The condition there is not so conducive, but like you say, it can be done. No problem.
Because whatever we do in life, in every aspect, we can put cultivation into practice.
Yes.
Okay,
That's the key, mindfulness, yes.
yeah, very true.
Yeah.
Mindfulness, for me, I would say that it is very much lacking now. Haven't been diligent enough in my practice, and at times the mind can be very quiet, and I could see that how do you say? When like certain thoughts come up, I am able to how to say not to be so affected by it. I give you an example. Early, let me see here. Okay, last week I went to do a blood test,
Yes.
and then on Saturday itself, I received a call. Says, "Can you please come to the clinic? The doctor wants to see you. There's something abnormal with your
Blood
results."
test
Yeah.
result.
So automatically, the brain will go into overdrive. Yeah. Then I say, "Oh God, what the heck? What is happening?" Then from there, I just keep quiet and see what is happening. And after a while, it goes very quiet.
Good.
It goes very quiet. Then I say, okay, let it be. Then of course, I'll still do my own thinking lah. You know, it's like,
The thinking will continue
yeah.
unless you have developed the stability or understanding.
But it is good in the sense that when I really look at it, it becomes quiet by itself first. Yeah.
Because it will
Then
come and like a test for you to go through.
after that, when that part of it has subside, I ask myself, what can you do at the moment? You are just thinking
That is the
needlessly.
reality. You have to accept
Yes.
the reality.
Yes.
Then
And
you have to perceive it with wholesomeness, with understanding. A lot of people don't realize. For me, I mean, so far so good. Touch wood, my blood test is very good. But even if it come as something not normal, like there was one occasion many years ago, I told you all somebody gave me something, I think, to take. Then I didn't know, because that person also didn't know, I think out of good nature. He passed it to me and say it's very good, and he purposely go to the market and buy it. So I and my wife, I think we try. Then luckily, within that 2 3 days after I take that thing, it's actually organic one, it's nothing harmful one, but somehow it's not suitable for my blood. After I take, I supposed to do my blood test 3 days later, where my sister, who is working in HUKM, she normally help me to collect the blood sample, then send it for test. Then he will know the test result early. Then suddenly, the next day, she called me, like panic like that. Say, what is happening? I say, what did you take? Then I was very calm, very nice. I say, why? Then he say, one of the indicator shot up. The range is supposed to not exceed, I don't know, 30 or 40, shot up to 1,000 plus. like very serious like that. So I also forgot already what that thing is, but I say, I think I know. I say, I think I know. But that was the only thing I take apart from my normal thing. And all the while, my blood test is okay. So I say, why not like that? I say, I will stop the medication for 2-3 days. Then you come and take the blood sample again. So sure enough, she came on the third day. Wow, the reading went down. But still high. From 1,000 plus down to 100 something. But still high. I think the threshold is about 30 or 50. I forgot already. I think it's about 30. Then, one day later, come again. Take the sample again. Test again. On the third blood test, only the thing go back to the normal range. I think that was 4 or 5 days after I stopped taking the thing. So to me, it's a blessing in disguise. Because if I have not done this blood test regularly, I would not have spotted it. Yeah. And that one is kidney functional. Yeah. My kidney could have failed now if I take that one. Because my body is not suitable. Maybe other people suitable, I don't know. And after that, I informed that Kajamita. I said, please don't go and introduce this to people. We are very dangerous. So, all this can be a blessing in disguise when you understand. Because blood test is very useful. It's an indicator. So, for me, it's very simple. Where I have the Dhamma, I can accept whatever that arises. And I know my nature. And that indicator happened to surface. So to me, it's a blessing in disguise. If the doctor can detect anything, I am very happy to go and listen to it. Then I can sort it out. Early detection is very useful. PG? Hopefully you can develop the same understanding.
When they say that, I told myself, at least we get to know there's something wrong.
It's a blessing in disguise because it's meant for you to detect whatever go wrong. So that is the purpose. So the purpose and intent of that blood test is very useful. Why must we go and project our thought and develop the fear when the call comes, something abnormal? Like my sister, when he called me, she like panicking, in the voice there. She said, what do you think? How come so high? She also never, as a staff nurse, later on become a graduate nurse, then she did her master. She never come across an indicator of kidney function so high. It's like my kidney gone already. But that really happened, and it's meant to be. That's why you are protected. 3 days later, after I took, I supposed to have a blood test schedule, and they take the normal blood test, then the result come out. I knew straight away after 3 days. I don't have to take the thing for too long. That's why you take care of karma. Karma take care of you. This thing is like that. It's so happen. Meant to be, you will be. That's why it's like very wise. It protects you. So all these are causes and conditions. When you develop the understanding, the faith, you will have all this good condition to let you understand all this. So hopefully with this sharing, people now can be more like, develop more understanding towards all these things. Don't be worried about blood tests or negative blood test result or abnormal blood test result. It's in fact a blessing in disguise. Early detection is important. So these are important understanding and sharing. Continue, PG. What happened after that?
I think the stability of our mindfulness is very important.
Yeah, very important.
In such cases, because the first thing you tend to do is we panic. And
yeah,
when we
most
panic,
people will panic, worry, project the thought, and like BJP couldn't already.
But I didn't have that problem. I could still sleep very well.
No problem. Suddenly, we have the Dhamma.
Well, actually, it was nothing. It was Of course, it's not so good, Brazil,
Yeah.
whatever they discover, but it is not really that how to say like you know, you have that type of end of the world
Ah,
or
yeah. Not so dramatic, huh?
not so dramatic lah. It's
Yeah.
something that can be rectified by the
Ah, yes.
I have to put a lot of effort. That actually is very anemic and
Oh,
of
that
course
one easy to resolve. Huh?
and high cholesterol. So
Oh, that one also easy to
still
resolve.
manageable.
Manageable, yeah.
Yeah, manageable. So not so worrying
So
lah.
what did they recommend to you? Did they recommend anything, or you had to go back to your doctor?
They say because of my age and all that, and it's
Yeah.
something that is not sudden,
Yeah.
so it's more of dietary, and of course you have to do a few other things, you know,
Oh,
but
I think now I know why at the Cameron you like that, the retreat
yeah
last
la, not
year.
enough blood lah, but you
No, enough blood, yes. Anemic. Hey, anemic, very serious. My wife last time kena before. But the doctor very good. He let her take the what the lady take one they call what Obimin, Obimin. Is it called Obimin? I think Obimin. You can buy this Obimin and take. It is for pregnancy lady, not enough iron one.
Iron I cannot take too much, I brought you.
Oh, definitely, but this Obimin proven one. It is a very established, I think it's from UK one. It is not a normal type of health product. No, this one is established. When I was studying in the school, health science, I came across this brand, Obimin, for anemic, anemic. Anyway, you consult your doctor better. but the anemic one, really, my wife take, turn around, become beautiful again. Because she developed this anemic without knowing until so pale, no, so weak. Then I said, not right already, go and see doctor. Then I took him to my classmate. Then my classmate checked, yeah, anemic. He said, no, no, you cannot take it for granted. Said, so immediately put us on that thing. Then she recovered. That's why you have to attend to it, which is a good sign, early detection. Yeah. Cholesterol very easy, don't worry. There is a lot of good cholesterol drug without side effect. If they give you the cheaper one, it's Lipitor. The more slightly more expensive is Crestor, but also not that expensive. So far, I took Crestor is good for the last 10 over years. Crestor is good. Oh, more than 10 years already. Yeah, more than 10 years already. I think it coming to 11 years already. So, yes.
Sorry, sorry. Unfortunately, I'm one of those rather stubborn ones who doesn't want to take a lot of medication. So,
okay, but sometimes when the blood
some
tests
other
come
reason
out,
for
you
that.
need to do something.
Yeah.
It's up to the individual. You have to find out your own way of recovery.
Yeah.
For me, I just take the Lipitor. The Lipitor initially doesn't really work that well, so my doctor changed to Crestor. Wow, the moment I take Crestor, very low dosage, you know. So for the last 8-9 years, has been very good. My cholesterol went down. Yeah, he said I got type 2 diabetic family on DNA on. So I have to keep my cholesterol low. So he gave me this Crestor, which is very good. Then my wife, government servant, I got it free.
Oh, I see, I see.
But for your case, you more than 60, you can register as pensioner. They only charge you nominal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, nominal. But even you pay, it doesn't cost much, the Crestor. I remember 1 month maybe, how much is it? Which a call, I think 1 month. one
Yeah,
month.
like you can get from
Yeah, the
Chinese
pharmacist,
supermarket, right? Yeah,
the
quite.
pharmacist they have. The other one, Lipitor, very cheap. Lipitor is so much cheaper. But Crestor, so far, so good. I find it good. Then
Okay.
the anemic one, don't worry. You go and look for the Obimin. Obimin, I think. Something like that. I forgot that.
Okay, I will check with Mrs. Teo when I'm back in
You
KL.
check with Mrs. Steele, she know.
Yeah, right. I want to share another example of today. We went for a long drive, actually from because I stay in how to say Tanjung Tokong, so we do a long drive on the to the other half of the island. So we went up to Telok Bahang,
Go
and
one
then we
round island.
all the way to Balik Pulau.
That journey I went before many times when I was younger. I go Penang, I always drive around. Telok Pahang, that's
Yeah.
stretch.
Yes.
Your Tok Kong to this, what they call Tanjung Bunga. Then after that is the resort, the
Yeah, the
city.
Batu Feringgi, and
Batu
then
Feringgi, then Telok
come to
Pahang. Very
Telok Bahang,
nice.
and then we slowly go
Sungai
up.
Dua. Sungai Dua, my brother is staying there. Balai Pulau, the other one
Batu
is Balai
Pulau, yeah.
Pulau. A lot of durian there.
Yeah, right there. As we are passing by, we are reminded, wow, so many durian plantation.
A lot of durian there,
But then,
my
of course,
brother
now
told
it's
me.
not durian season.
Uh,
So,
yeah,
but
yeah.
the drive is very quiet.
Yeah, very
So,
scenic. Very
yes.
scenic.
So, we went to this place where it is called 2 Acres. It's actually a very small cafe, and which is they do a lot of natural landscaping and all this. So it's nothing that unusual, but the fact that how to say it's rather quiet when we first went because there was hardly anybody. So being in nature itself, right, too, as
So very
I've said many
beautiful.
times, when in nature itself, when I quieten myself, is when I can really feel the inner self, the internal self, and right, too, despite not doing enough of formal meditation and to develop my sati and all this. But I find that I always have this ability to be able to have a shift of mind when I'm in
Shift
nature.
of consciousness, settle down at that locality where that environment is conducive. You can detect them one, and you can feel very differently. You can feel the nature around very different, quiet, peaceful. Also, like you say, less people go there. Nowadays, there are a lot of this type of cafe and nature thing going on. Quite a lot of people, they like to like buy some remote land area, then they go and build up that place and have a small cafe supported by some natural plants and all those things. Quite common nowadays. Malaysian, quite a number like to do that. So Penang, I was told by my brother, yes, there are a lot of places with nice food also.
Especially those that are now tied up with the durian plantation. Yeah, right. I find that despite what I just described, that I can connect with the inner nature when I'm
Very good, Sadhu.
in silence. But I feel that that is a very not a really insignificant progress in my cultivation, because I know that there is another, like what some of our calamitous who have diligently done their cultivation, so like Sister Po Cheng and Alicia, that is what we should aim for, to be able to be silent in the midst of life itself, yeah, because That is when you see that your mind does not stir. For me,
It's very
it's,
different.
yeah. To, for me, it's in quiet moments, yes, the mind is quiet. But that is actually quite natural. If how to say, but if we are, if I'm not able to be silent and in the midst of life when things are chaotic, not much of an improvement will be
Yes, in that sense, yeah.
and also if the initial wisdom does not arise.
Yeah, it's not stable yet.
Yes.
Not to say it doesn't arise, it's there, but not stable yet. Like you say, under crisis time or critical situation, it still worries you and the sankhara still move, means not stable yet. But it can be done once the understanding is there, because the final understanding will surface. The moment is the only reality. You worry also no use. We have no amount of fear, worry, anxiety, or sorrow and lamentation or panic can help you resolve the issue. You can only resolve the issue by coming to terms with that reality, accept what happened. Yeah, these are realities of life and existence. Then when you accept, you are at peace. Then you have clarity of mind. Then you reflect, what are your options? What really happened? How can I resolve this amicably? And everything has a solution, because the solution is in that acceptance leading to understanding to resolve it. And it can be resolved. There is nothing in the world where you can't resolve. It's only the thought that project, that created that fear, that worry, that anxiety. There's nothing to fear, nothing to worry. Even if you, I mean, the more extreme one, they owe people a lot of money, they scared people come after them, the loan shark come after them, police come after them, so on. The worst case scenario is you check with the lawyer. They say you declare bankrupt, nothing wrong. That's it. There are laws to protect you. I mean, if you commit a crime, if they charge you, then you have to follow what that country's law stipulates. So these are reality. If you accept, you come to terms with it, then you can actually resolve it. Coming to terms with the reality and to move on, to face everything with a calm mind, is to have understanding. Most people cannot do that. That's why most people have a problem. They go and create unnecessary fear, worry, anxiety, and panic. Then do a lot of deluded thing, not so well thought of thing. So all this is part and parcel of humanity, the mankind's what they call mental situation and problems. So for your case, I think it's not a problem really. It's only you really want to put in more effort in the cultivation and develop more stability or understanding. And all this can come if you have the faith, then you have the sincerity to continuously diligently cultivate, then it will fall into place, it will come. Yeah. Then as Kayamita, like what you gone through just now, the little explanation that you had means you have some form of initial wisdom, which is actually very useful. That's why you can reflect on it. Then when you are at a quiet place, you can develop the ability to calm down, to experience the inner nature's peace within. So all these are good signs. The only difference is the stability of cultivation, means the continuity of that cultivation, which is not easy but can be done. Like daily mindfulness, all those things, you have to work on it. The daily religious routine, in the past when you are in here, PJ or what, staying here. I think you did the daily religious routine very well. Then that time,
Yes,
you
thank
progress.
you.
You
Yes.
progress. You must maintain that. The religious routine you must do until you stabilize. You cannot just give up halfway. Otherwise, the complacency will lead you to deteriorate back to your old way before you begin.
Yeah, and then the heedlessness will come
Yeah,
very
you will come back very
fast.
fast. Yeah, you will come back very fast.
Yeah.
Every time I realize you go back Penang, you got a lot of things to Leo you throw you.
Right.
Then you
Yeah.
because you got your niece and all those things,
Yeah.
everybody
Yeah.
wants to take you around,
Yeah.
make you feel good and like let you enjoy life.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
My nature is such, my I would should or should I say my character is such that when I'm faced with a major problem,
Ah,
like
then you can fight very well, one I know.
I my thinking somehow will change, right?
Ah,
I
you
have
will shift gear on.
it will be so focused, and then somehow a solution will come.
Yeah, you
Then
will come
how
up
I,
with your
yes,
laser sharp one because
yeah, that.
you have that character on.
Yeah, that's what I find. Even
Yes.
in the worst of time, Brad Teo, when
Yeah,
I
yeah,
was
yeah,
going
yeah.
through my sickness and all this,
Yes.
I don't have the fear where normal people will have the fear when
Correct.
you are diagnosed
And
with
you
this
know how
type
to cope. You know how to cope in time of crisis.
Yeah.
Where you have been through.
Yeah.
Last time, remember you share with us, your experience. You were very severely affected. But
Yeah.
you clear, you were able to clear
I would say that Bratio is
it.
because I'm what I'm going through now, I can see that the without proper cultivation, like you say, to do the religious routine,
Routine, yes.
formal meditation and all this, really, whatever I've learned, no doubt, Bratio, I understand what you've been teaching, like following your class. It's theory, right? Like I always say,
Right,
I understand what
correct.
you're saying, but you know, like what you're teaching today,
Yeah,
space between thoughts and all this,
yeah, yeah.
I'm familiar with this, but I know that I have not really gone through that stage.
Yeah.
Initially, yes, the other time, yes,
Yeah,
but now,
when you were very
yeah,
stable that time, huh?
but now I can see that I revert back to getting very heedless very fast,
Yes,
you
yes.
know. So, like you say, lah, have to be diligent.
Yeah, you have to come back to
Yeah.
it, shift gear,
Yeah. Got to
and make
shift
it
gear.
happen again. It can be
Yeah.
done, can be done. And you have that ability, your character, you are capable of doing those things. Well,
Yeah.
what you have gone through in your early days of your life is not a problem anymore. These are compared to what you went through is very, very much easier.
Yeah, Bertil. Actually, to me, not much problem. Now is considered major.
Correct.
So it's do not blame circumstances. Like
Yes.
Bertil says, accept what is and
Yeah,
then work on
then
it.
work on it,
Yeah.
resolve it amicably, move.
Yeah. It's so easy to blame circumstances,
Yeah.
people. But like if we have developed even a little bit of wisdom,
Yeah.
first thing I always when I reflect, first thing that comes to mind, of course, is karma, Bertil. Whatever I'm going through,
Yeah, it's coming.
good or bad, it has
Correct.
been
Yeah.
from our past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Buddha say, we are all born our karma, heir to our karma, conditions supported by our karma. We are what we are because of karma. So you cannot run. 99.999% is all already karmically imprint. Otherwise, our life won't be such. That's why everything is dependent originating condition arising causal phenomena. And these are the causes and conditions that actually move us, mold us, and develop the causes and conditions for us to go through. And we have to experience them. A lot are coming that payback time. And how we confront it, how we understand it, how we actually resolve it, depend on our ability to handle them. Without Dhamma, not so easy. You need to rely on your other faculties. That's why the Buddha teach under the 37 factors of enlightenment, the four bases of success. That one a lot of people apply and it helped them. The four bases of success are more for mundane people, mundane mind states. First one is Chanda. I think you all heard of. You must have passion in what you do. And when you have passion, you will do it well. Then after that, Virya is the spiritual zeal, the tenacity to go that way. Because you have the passion, it will drive you. And this is what you want. So Virya. Then Chitta is the willpower that drives you very strongly. You have that will that wants to resolve it or overcome it. And that one you have. Your Chitta is very strong. And last one also important, Vimamsa. Reflect on it, investigate into it, then review it, see which is good, which is not so good, then improve on it. That's why a lot of people use Vimamsa to improve on what they have been doing, even to be successful in whatever field you want to be, like make cake, or become a very successful if you play games or whatever, or whatever thing you want in life, career or what, you keep on working on it, improving on it, do the basic investigation, then you will find the what they call the better and better solution. It's like the ISO standard. Keep on self-improving, self-improvement type of thing. So they call it Vimamsa, investigative.
I think that is what I'm lacking.
Yeah, you didn't have the last one. The last one not strong.
You see, like faith, I have no problem with that now.
Yeah,
relative.
Passion, no problem. Then Virya also no problem.
You Virya also no, not right. Much problem.
Then your willpower very strong.
Willpower very strong.
Sincerity of purpose.
Sincerity of purpose. Like what you discussed yesterday. I think that is very important.
Yeah, very important. So that you will not debate. You will not
yes.
debate.
Yeah. And with that, I think the sincerity itself will help us.
It will drive you. It will drive you. It will keep you in focus. You will not debate.
Because that, to me, is a very important aspect. Because as long as we have sincerity, I've seen that many people use this, and no matter what they may not be so intelligent or whatever, but when you have that type of sincerity,
they will progress
with the faith,
they will do very well because they are very sincere. That's why they
like,
say sincerity
Sister Po Ching says
Sincerity can move heaven. Heaven also move. Kantong.
When you are so sincere, like a lot of, I think, a lot of masters and all this.
Sincerity move heaven. Very good.
How to move on about you?
just how you were describing the second part. I think after the Balik Pulau there, you went to that cafe. Then after that, what happened?
Oh,
Your
as
blood test, yeah, after that is your blood test.
blood test, I think it's nothing major lah. But
Nothing major lah, you
to
have.
me it's nothing major lah. After having gone through
Blessing in disguise.
so much more
Yes.
than that, this is
This is kacang putih, to you. Very
Very
minor,
no, the one how to say, is it like when we are at the cafe, when we enjoy, okay, how to say it, like my sister keeps saying, oh, is quite hot and all that, because she wants to go back, you know. But I can see myself the not so nice feeling arising, like, you know, that feeling. It's like, oh, we come so far, you want to go back now.
This
Then
is mind state, huh?
then the understanding comes in.
Yeah,
She is so much
the
older
way
than
she
me.
is, she is the way she
So
is,
sometimes we have to give in a bit, you
Yeah,
know.
correct, correct. Give and take, give and take. You're your sister,
So hopefully the some of the wisdom develop lah, brother.
Shouldn't be a problem. That's why those with the Dhamma, you become more accommodative. You can sense all this, then you can feel for your sister and honestly. You will not be so selfish and like authoritative and all those things and just want things your way. So most of the time it's not about us, it's about others. It's about understanding their emotion, their feeling. Sometimes if they have a situation, they need us more than we need them. So a lot of things we have to develop understanding. Like your sister, they all they have decided to take you around. So you should have gratitude. Then when they are there, maybe they feel very hot, humidity, very humid. So they want to leave. So that is how they express their feeling. So as a sister, you need to have sensitivity and understanding. You can be at peace, very good. And for your case, at least you can see a subtle reaction of mind, how you would have hoped. This is such a nice place. You just settle down. Your sister wants to leave. So the thought will develop that duality, that contradicting type of emotion and feeling. This is what life is. Every moment of sense experience, every moment, every instant in life, all this can arise because these are causes and conditions that manifest within life, within nature. So we need to understand all this. For your case, I think it's beginning to happen. Then you can have more and more understanding. Good,
Yeah,
PJ.
but still, when you talk about duality, it's something I can see very clearly.
Sadhu.
Actually, my mind states also I can see very clearly.
That's
It's
very
still,
good. That one you need to have awareness, to be aware. But most people who have the training before, even they have revert back to more or less, like you say, deteriorated until starting to become heedless again, right? But you are still aware one that you are heedless. That awareness is very important.
You, I can see the thoughts arising. Actually, it is also I would say I how should I phrase it? I can see it arising, Bertil. It's just that I don't
That
act on
training
it.
from the past enable you to do it. That's why you can know a lot of things which normal people, they are just engulfed and heedlessly lost in thought. They're completely not aware at all. That's why at least from the past cultivation, you can still have moment of this awareness which remind you and allow you to see those mind state. That's why this is already a very good proof that cultivation has its what they call its effect, even though you have like revert back to the deteriorating instant or process, but that things that you have gone through, they will appear for you to have glimpses of it. That's why you can still have that moment of awareness within, and you can see all those movements, but not like when you are cultivating. When you are cultivating, when the awareness and the daily mindfulness are very stable, all this become very different. You're mindful, aware, with clear comprehension and understanding. But the second one is when you deteriorate that time, you're just aware for a moment only. Then the heedlessness continues. Then after that, you are. It means the gap is different. The gap is not for the space. The gap is more heedless than one moment of awareness. More heedless than moment of awareness. It's doubly already. Whereas when you cultivate that time, you more and more moment of awareness, then you hardly lost in thought. So when you deteriorate, it's the other way around. So this is good. Good sharing.
Because previously, the mind is actually very quiet.
Yeah. And most of the time, it's tranquil, still, away. And you are like settled down in that mindfulness.
Yes. It doesn't arise much thoughts. And
correct.
That time, I can see that, how to say, not so drained, right?
Correct.
When you say when
correct.
You overthink, you feel very drained, it's actually
yeah.
Very.
You will not. You will have a lot of energy on that time. Then you have a lot of joy on. Then that time I remember during the sharing, wow, you straight away that energy manifests.
Well, I have the circumstances, I have the karma to be in the Buddha Sasana. How to say a wise and generous teacher like Bratio and all my masters and good calamitas. Definitely
very good
must use this
calamitas.
Opportunity to develop the cultivation and hopefully to develop the wisdom that I sincerely
aspire for.
With this, I will end my sharing today.
Thank you, thank you. So let's rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, almost 10:29. Good. We have end the today's sharing. So now we can share merits, transfer merits, and share merits. It's all been starting with the devas. Akasata Chabumata Devanaga Mahindika Punyang Tang Anamodito Chirang Rakantu Loka Sasana Ita Wata Chamehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabbe Deva Anamodantu Sabasampati Siriya Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Deo wasat kalena sasa sampati heto cha. Vito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko imina punyam kamina mame bala samagamo sattang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, you all can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Then we will end the whole Zoom. Thank you for participation. Sadhu.